Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. What we're going to do is we're going to play the song, right? And then I'm going to come back in. And hopefully this echo I've got. Because it's like
okay.
So let's play. I don't know what to play. We're gonna play some stronger. We're back.
I feel like an escaped slave, I'm on a rampage. Gotta tell them about Christ before it's too late. They told me I should try to reach the streets. I say the streets ain't big enough, that would only mean defeat. I'm trying to reach the world, change for my little girl. I get a little dizzy, life will make your head swirl. But I'm good with the bad, I'm better with the good. I come back stronger thanks to Jesus and the wood. And I'm still hood, screaming out Southside. But it's different now, yeah, cause it's not pride. Yeah, I'm alright, yeah, I'm all good. You don't know me, dog, I wish you would. Try to throw stones, you don't even know my story. You don't know the pain, you don't even know the glory. And I feel like I'm by myself sometimes. They hate cause I'm bright now, sunshine. Yeah, I'm just fine, cause I ain't dead yet. So go and get your money back, doubles reject. Make a bet, you gon' see me in the end. Romans 8, 28, stronger, I win.
All right, let's check out this connection. Sam, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's still got a little echo with it, but I can work with it.
Yes, I can.
Yes, sounds better.
Yes, I can, you know. Yes, I usually do the weather, but I do that on my morning show. So I need y'all to catch my morning show, okay? Oh, listen. What's been going on, Zam? You know, it's raining out here. Is it raining? It's raining where you at?
It is cold and raining here. I think the low for tonight is like 36 or 37.
What?
Shut up. And I think by next week it's supposed to be in the teens here.
Jesus. The offense all around us every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's
and
it's
add a heater.
it's getting cold again out here, but you know, it's all good. It was hot this morning and raining. What's going on? Okay, it was hot this morning and raining, and now it's raining and it's weird. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you can't, I can't describe it. Okay. One minute was, I don't know what time I woke up, but by 10 o'clock it was still raining. And I knew it was raining, not because I heard the rain outside, but it was because I was sleeping so good. I was like, it gotta be raining outside. And then I walked in the living room. There was no sun shining through the window. So I was like, oh, it's one of those days. Went outside. It was coming down. Then came back in, changed my shoes, went back outside. It wasn't raining. The sun was out. Everything was pretty. I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Houston? I get it. Yeah.
No, it's not just Houston, it's Texas, period.
Yeah. You don't know what you want to do. You're confused. It's okay. It's okay. I'm the same way with wigs, though. You know, When I wake up, I'm like, hey, I'm going to put a full wig on, full makeup, lashes, because that's my thing I do. You know, it makes mm-hmm. me feel good, you know, whether I'm bald-headed, whether I got a wig on, just depends on what I feel when I get up in the morning. I might even dream it. Mm-hmm. Girl, I have a dream. Girl, you had long hair on in that dream. That's what you wear tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But, so, you just never know. By the evening time, I'll have a wig on because I took that bad boy off. You know, especially in the summer, a wig don't make it all day with me. It's coming off in the car. Somebody said that's not good etiquette to take my wig off in the car. And I told her, I said, this is my life over here. That's your life over there. So if over in your life it's not etiquette, then don't do it. In my life, I take my wig off wherever I want to take it off. Doesn't matter. In the truck, in the grocery store, Zam. I don't do it in Walmart because there's enough foolishness going on in Walmart. I'll never take my wig off in Walmart. You want to know why, Zam?
Yes.
I'm glad you asked. Listen, I don't take my wig off in Walmart because there's enough foolery happening in Walmart with these clothes and outfits that people wear. Okay? It's enough foolishness. And I don't have to add my foolishness to it at all. I don't have to do that. It's unnecessary. It's uncalled for, you know. So why do
it? You know what an amazing world it would be if other people thought like that.
Yeah, you know. Like everybody thinks to leave work early. Everybody, yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Be caught in the traffic anyway. Got you. But, yeah, Zam, I have to... I take my wig off wherever I want to take it off. I don't care. And this is the thing. If my makeup is still nice, I'm going to take that wig off. If my makeup is jacked up, I'm not going to take that wig off because it's going to be beyond a natural disaster. Because makeup is halfway off. That means I got patches everywhere, like somebody didn't touch my face, you know, and I didn't sweat it because I got combination skin, you know, like they say combination rise. I got combination skin, so my skin oily and dry, so it's gonna be a mess. So I can't take the wig off when the makeup jacked up, but if that makeup is flawless, you understand me, lipstick, I ain't worried about lipstick, I can take my wig off anywhere,
yeah.
Except Walmart. I ain't even took, now that I recall, Zam, I have never took my wig off in a Walmart parking lot either. Ever. But I have taken it off on 288. I've taken it off on 16th. I've taken it off on I-10, by 10, and 45, baby. Off, done. KT Freeway. Let me wait. Let me take back that KT Freeway. Is I 10 KT Freeway? I don't know. Let me see. No, I ain't never took it off on KT Freeway. Mm-mm. What's KT Freeway anyway? What freeway is that? Is that I 10? 510?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. I ain't never took it off. Have I took it off on the Beltway? No, I ain't never took it off on Beltway. Never did the Beltway. Never took the wig off on the Beltway. It's some highways and byways you don't want to take your wig off on. You don't want to do that. Anyway, what you eat today? I'm gonna ask an off the wall question. What you eat today?
What did I eat? I had something. I had a biscuit sausage gravy for breakfast.
Oh, my God, that sounds good.
And then I had pozole for lunch, which I love to eat. And my coworker who works with me is Hispanic, and they love to cook, and they love to eat.
Oh my God.
When they cook, she brings lunch, and we have lunch.
My Lord.
And then for dinner tonight, I did spaghetti earlier this week. Well, I said earlier this week, I guess last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ate spaghetti for dinner.
Right. Yeah, I've been craving a little spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why. You know your sister crazy. Why, when you said what you ate for breakfast, I was like, if she just can say that, just say it again, but say it slow. You know, that's how I let you know. People need to eat breakfast, you know. I caught myself because I was like, girl, why you want her to repeat it? And then I realized I don't eat breakfast as often enough as I should.
Uh-huh. So do I need to say it again?
No, because see what's going to happen. Because I just ate some stroganoff, right? I ate chicken. I did me the little grilled chicken, and I ate some stroganoff, and it was made. Mm-hmm. It was that court. What is it, Kmore or whatever it is in the little packet, stroganoff.
Uh-huh.
I won't do it again.
Oh, Knorr, K-N-O-R-R?
Yes, and I love they little packets. They little packets be good.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the thing is, this is my first time trying a stroganoff. I was trying to get a little fancy. And the stroganoff was musty. I know y'all saying musty. Listen. Listen, y'all ain't never ate some food and had too many onions in it, or the taste was still in your mouth, and it was kind of tart, kind of musty, kind of, I don't know.
Kind of reminds you of the onions from Sonic.
Yes, exactly. But the crazy thing about it is, and I know I shouldn't eat it again because there were no onions in it for it to be musty that way. It was none. There was no onions in the stroganoff. It was nothing but like a powdered substance with a little milk.
Maybe it was an onion powder.
I'm going to read the packet because somebody got to tell the truth. Because if they don't tell the truth, I'm not buying. Because let me tell you something. Since I've been living by myself, it's been a challenge because I don't grocery shop. I found out, Zam, that I don't really eat as much as I think I eat. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know how you go to the grocery store when you got a bunch of kids in the house or a husband in the house, you grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? Well, when you're in the house by yourself, you realize that half of the stuff that you was cooking and doing for other people, I don't want that. I'm serious, girl. First time I moved in this apartment, it took me weeks to go to the grocery store because I didn't know what to buy. I was like, should I buy bread? I was like, yeah, I'll buy bread. Then I was like, should I get Miracle Whip? Then I was like, Janice, do you really put Miracle Whip on a sandwich? I really don't. I just put the bologna on the bread and eat it. I don't, you know, sometimes I put the Miracle Whip on there, but it just seemed like too much work when I just want to get to it.
Right.
Then I was thinking about all the little snacks and stuff that I used to buy. Right? Oh, I'm going to get some oatmeal pies. I'm going to get some, you know, all the little Debbie collection, you know, little Debbie Fall collection. And I realized that I don't even like half of them cakes. I don't even like half of them. And half of them was ate when Darion come over here, he goes straight to where the snacks are, you know, because they sitting in there. Then I was like, okay, Janice. I used to buy red, yellow, and orange bell peppers. Oh, I love them. I love them. But I realized I don't cook them every day. So they can't be on the grocery list. They got to be something that I go buy when I'm ready to cook it. See?
Yeah.
I'm going to waste money, you know, because I ain't finna eat that. I'll eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because I ain't no... What is my purpose? Well, I don't mean purpose as in what the Lord want me to do. I'm talking about for my household. Like, what is my purpose? You know, what do you do? That's how it is, man. You know, and then I tell myself, Zam, can you hear me real good?
Uh-huh.
I tell myself, I'm going to write out me a grocery list, right? So I write out the grocery list, and I keep forgetting
that there's not people in the house. So when I make the grocery list, I'm still making it like I get food stamps.
Like
some of
you
y'all
got household people.
Yeah, like no. Like I got food stamps. Let me explain. So food stamps, right? A food stamp grocery list and a regular grocery list for a household of people is two different things. A food stamp grocery list is ridiculous because you go in and you your kid got a buggy. I'm going to just confess for all the ghetto mothers, ghetto superstar mothers of the world. I used to be one of y'all. Still a superstar. Damn. Ridiculous. Quaylen got a buggy. I got a buggy, which I ain't finna push it. So one of the girls got it. And we just throwing stuff in there. Oh, mama, I want that. Get that back. Go on, get it. Mama, go on, get it. Uh-uh. Then I got the nerve to say, y'all gonna get some apples. I got the nerve to say, get a bag of them apples and some of them oranges. Baby, please. The rest of it is junk. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. When they got older, I couldn't do that. I had to, y'all don't laugh at me, but I had to think because I had got me a Sam's card and Sam started accepting food stamps, right? Zell, your sister was a mess. Do you hear me? I had this thing I do. Cause I needed real money to pay bills. So I would take my food stamps, I'd go to Sam's and I'd buy all kinds of candy, you know, packs of fundraiser candy, right? I had a allotted amount of food stamps for that. Then if it was, and y'all just listen, don't laugh at me and don't get confused cause I'm going to explain. I'd have, this month I'm getting all meat cause I had a deep freezer. Right? So I'm filling it because I already got canned goods, pasta, frozen vegetables in the freezer because the time before it was frozen food and pantry food stamp day. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get my food stamps from month to month, it was either meat or it was either pantry items because I'm either going to have one or the other. Anyway, that's what went down. So I take my food stamps. I started a little store. You understand me? At my house. You know, hey, I got the cool cups. I got the sour patches. I got, listen, Quaylen was a candy man at school. See, this is for you mothers that's getting them $1,300 worth of food stamps. Let me help you out right quick. So, because y'all be selling your food stamps. You ain't make, that ain't it. Don't sell them. You go and buy you some candy, some chips. Quaylen went to school. He packed his backpack every morning out of the store, out of the little candy store. He said, all right, Mom, I need 10 bags of hot fries. I need 10 bags of hot Cheetos. I need to, and then one day, let me tell you how bad Let me tell you, Zell, how bad it got. It's just how bad it got. Quaylen started taking a rolling miniature suitcase to school. On the bus he was selling. On the... Then Quaylen get home. Quaylen asked for his percentage. He had already calculated his percentage by the time he got home. Mama, look at this. This is how much I'm supposed to get out of this right here. Now, I have to trust Quaylen because we don't know if Quaylen gave me all the money or not. Some days he let me do inventory. Some days he just say, here, Mama, here the money. This is my percentage. Get my change, you know. And Moni would get so jealous. I was like, girl, you on my nerve. Why are you so jealous? Oh, because you just let him sell the candy. I say, girl, you'll eat half candy before you get to school. I ain't got time for and you too nice, you'll get a candy away. That's why I couldn't let Mom sell candy. Because Mom will give the candy away. You know, people ask her, give me back chips. Yeah, your mama ain't got no, yeah, girl, give me back. And boom, she back home trying to explain to me why we ain't got no money. Mama here, $5. Girl, where all the stuff at?
because everything was a dollar. I told them everything is a dollar. Everything is a dollar. And that's how they did it. That's how Quaylen did it. And when I say made some major paper, but I got a call from the school, Zam. I got a call from the school. School said, Quaylen can't sell candy. I said, why you can't sell candy? Because it's causing a distraction at school, and it has to be for a fundraising event. You know your sister, right, came up with a fundraising event. I say, oh, he's selling it for the church. Okay, go on back to school. Just selling candy. You know, we have to pay bills. I had to buy school supplies, clothes. Come on now. Wasn't nobody playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a pro. Mm-hmm. Sure was. Yeah, I know it's sad. Y'all just pray for me. That's all I can tell y'all to do. Anyway, enough about me. Enough about me. So how you feeling? You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go out in that weather, do you put a scarf around you?
Scarf and beanie.
Thank you. No, your ears.
Mm-hmm.
What about your ears?
Yeah, the beanie, it covers my ears. The beanie and the scarf meet.
Hmm. Some of y'all don't know that.
Yep.
Some of y'all don't know that Texas has a North Pole, and it's where it's where Shazam lives. Yes.
Oh, God.
It's the North Pole. People in Houston, we get one snow day. And that might happen every other year. We might get a snow day. Okay. But where Shazam is, it's about to snow. It's about to ice on the...
Yeah, when it get down in them teens in a few days, definitely.
Yeah. Chains on the tires, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when Zan... I came out the house one day and people was scared to drive because it was really, really cold outside, and they said it would be ice on the road. And I was like, so what? Y'all, you know, so what? Oh, they was, it's raining too hard. We can't go to work. Oh, it's below, we can't go to work. I say,
if they just want an excuse, of course. Yeah.
Let me tell you how backwards some of these people are in Houston. They won't drive if it's real cold outside, and they won't drive if it's raining real, real hard, but they'll drive if it floods. Make it make sense.
Okay.
They'll go, you know, the overpass or the little underpass or whatever they call it. They will look at the water. Now they came this way this morning and they know how deep that little you know. And then they'll tell themselves, this is what they tell themselves, I can make it. In little bitty cars, you know, if you had to fall into your car to sit down in it, you're not gonna make it. But they finna drive through this water. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm finna. Then one lady, I didn't realize how much water it was. What? You can't even see over it. I'm being too hard on Houstonians. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I don't.
Not at all.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Not at all. Common sense, man.
Common sense. What they say, it ain't that common.
It ain't common.
Shit.
That's what my daughter told me.
Jeez.
I told her when they something about somebody using common sense, she was like, Mama, common sense ain't common.
It ain't common. And it is like, we ain't insulting you. No, we're just telling you that it's not. Every time I look, like right now it's not flooded, but if you go under overpass, it has the meter now. See, this is how Houston.
Yep.
It, you know, it has that meter. It tells you if the water is up to here, turn around.
Uh-huh.
It tell you, turn around.
But they can make it, though.
Oh, but I can make this. I got to get home with my husband. I can make it. I mind my business.
Yeah.
I have to turn the TV off sometimes because I don't understand. Like, mm-mm. Y'all doing too much. Mm-mm.
Too much.
Too much. You know. Oh, I can't play that one. Yeah, they're doing too much. But, you know, it ain't their fault. I'm telling you, like Sis Cook say, it ain't their fault. It's their mama's fault. She say, it ain't your fault. It's your mama's fault.
It's your mama's fault. You right.
That be hurting my feelings sometimes, but she be
you
wrong.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta watch us to cook. She be the
best
of your whole life. Man, I called Mama today because Jessica told me that Mama, well, I know that Mama had got sick a couple of weeks ago, but she told me
uh-huh.
Mama ain't been coming out of her room. She been resting a lot. The way Jessica told it to me, I needed to call her.
Uh-huh.
You know, the way Jessica gave me the story,
uh-huh.
I needed to call her, you know.
Uh-huh.
I called my daughter. I called Mari and I called Darian. I said, y'all need to make some kind of plans, get a duffel bag ready. We got to travel. We're going to Humble. And Mari was like, Mama, what's wrong? I was like, Jessica said that Sister Cook... You know what I'm saying? Now you see what I'm talking about. I suggest to say it's a cook. You know, been tired and, you know, been sleeping a lot. This
mm-hmm.
how the grapevine, this you know, this grapevine stuff here.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
I get on phone with Mama. I say, hey Mama, how you doing? Oh girl, I'm doing good. I say, what you doing? Oh, I just took me a nap, woke up. I say, you sure you all right? When the last time you been to the doctor, I'm on. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. I'm all right. I say, Jessica said she was, you know, sleeping a lot and was tired and all this. Talking about, yeah, cause the bad. Yeah. I said, she said you'd be staying in your room. Yeah, I'm in my room because I don't want to be bought. Immediately, my posture changed. I was like, ah.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The jig is up. What they say, the jig is up.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, mama sick of people.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Stay in your room, then, Sister Cook.
I know it.
And it ain't your fault, Sister Cook. It's their mama fault.
It's their mama fault.
Woo! It's their mama fault. Oh, my God. I put that on a T-shirt. I'm trying to sell it. But anyway, don't nobody want to wear it. They scared somebody going to slap them. Oh, my God. So hilarious. Sister Cook, something else. Yeah, she said, on my nerves, you know, bad kids talking back. Damn. Could we talk back? I'm going to leave that right. Could we talk back? Could we say half the stuff? I mean, a quarter of the stuff that these kids
mm-hmm.
say today.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I didn't say nothing. But I promise you, didn't nobody hear it but me.
Huh?
Because it never
God.
Came out my mouth.
My God.
That was a conversation I had with myself.
Exactly. But you know what? I said a lot of stuff under my breath, too. Mama didn't know, Zam, that I had planned a couple of ways to run away. She didn't know that. I didn't say it out loud. Every time I got whooping, I made a plan afterwards. I mean, I ain't followed through on that. I followed through on one when I turned 18, though. I turned 18,
yeah.
I climbed out the back window. Yeah. I climbed out back. You don't know this, but your best friend waited for me in the car down the street. I climbed out the back window. Took my son out. Took my son out the back window. And Sean was like, I'll be out there at such and such time. Baby, I was out there, baby. Sean scooped me up. I was out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a plan. Anyway, that was wrong advice.
Listen,
we couldn't talk back to Sister Cook. I remember I asked Sister Cook, I don't know how I share this with people, but my mama was a part of a cult, because I didn't make a membership. I never joined the church. But she was a member. She was a part of a cult that she took us to. I'm going to put it like that.
What church was it?
King of Glory. I mean, KOG. So,
okay.
So I came out the, the kitchen was around the corner. Like you walk in the door, wall right there. Then you know where it was.
Right.
And I remember Susco had came around that corner. She had came out the kitchen, came around the corner going towards the sanctuary. I was right behind her on her heels. I said, because, she kept us, we got to clean the church. We got to clean, we was them people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what I was feeling that night. Courageous. I was feeling like, and sometimes Susan Cook would be in a good mood and you would think that you could talk to her, and everything. So I said, I'm just saying, share this with y'all. I said to my mama, when we leaving. So when I got up off the floor, I'm gonna pause right there so you can catch that new generation. Woo, when I got up off the floor. I don't even remember what she did. I don't know if she slapped me, pushed. I don't know what she did. All I know is I remember I was getting up off the floor. And she I don't know where she was. She had walked off. You know it's bad when your mama hit you and then just walk off somewhere. She hit you in public. But she always treated the church like it was the privacy of her own home. She hit us at the church. She didn't care. She hit us, clown us, say something crazy, call us gal, helpful, something, whatever, That was the language.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault her for that. She was raised by a man who carried a whip. Let's move on. Let's move on. I should have thought that through before I said it, but it was the truth. Daddy J had a whip. But anyway, so when I got up off the float, she was nowhere around. I found myself thinking, I made a plan. Yes, I made a plan. I had some ideas of the quickest way. Because that's how it goes, Em. You try to figure out what's the quickest way I can leave. I can run away. Then you ask yourself, who can I stay with?
Who can I run to?
Who can I run to? Woo! To fill this empty space, who can I run to? Never works out, though. Never pans out. Because right when you about to make that move, she tell you to wash dishes or clean the bathroom or fold the clothes. You're going to get caught up. Some kind of way. I was getting a call by a bozo. We got to stop this bozo stuff. Anyway, we ain't did bozoism this year. I promise y'all on the next show, I'm going to have some notes. Because, baby, I got some stuff for y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I got some bozo wisdom on here for y'all. Oh, my God. Last year we talked about if we live with it. Let me write this down. We already talked about living with his mama. I think we did that. Saying that his mama lived with him. Live with, because see, it's a difference with your mama. Your mama. Because if your mama paying the bills, I don't care who name on the, anyway, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Yes, yes. And then if yo, if, oh, I got some uber bozo wisdoms today. My God. God, I'm gonna spring that on y'all next Monday. Uber bozo wisdoms. I'm writing them down. I don't even know how to spell it. Bozo is, I got it. I got it.
Uh-huh.
I got some of those. And then I got some holiday. Bozo wisdoms. Lord have mercy. Y'all helping me today. Listen, holiday bozo. Because it's some bozo, let me see, bozo activity that went on in the holiday.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Now, I don't want to, we got 18 minutes left. The topic I wanted to throw out here, and I know I talk a lot. I do. That's why I do podcasts, because I be talking a lot. Cat Williams
did it.
Let me write that down. Okay.
Yeah, he, yeah.
Yeah.
He did the damn thing.
Yeah. Cat Williams.
When you are sure in the words that you speak and they are the truth, there's no hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting. I started off with the first 5 minutes, and before I knew it, I'd done the full 2.5 hours.
My God, listen.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And what was even more interesting were everyone that he spoke on chiming in and how they chimed in. Now,
yeah.
One person chimed in. I saw Mike Epps post something,
yeah.
And he was like, damn, he didn't even say my name. I got a movie coming out. I need him to, however, he didn't say nothing negative or positive about me. I need him to say something. I need the ratings. You know?
Yeah. Then he gonna post something about it. Your Fendi jacket wasn't real. Then it was crazy. Yeah, he was tripping. He was tripping. But, you know, Columbus Short has been releasing a couple of little Instagram snippets talking about his encounter with Said the Entertainer. He said the Entertainer was cheating on his wife with this lady. The lady, he left the lady at somewhere. He left her stranded. So Short, this is before he remarried, Short took the lady home, ended up dating the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Said the Entertainer, they showed up at the same event, and said the Entertainer went off on Columbus Short. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So, this is what I told Darion. Me and Darion chops everything up. This is what I told Darion. I said, first of all, these stars shouldn't even be on Instagram. You should, not on Instagram, but all your personal business should not be. Once you let people all in your, I don't want to know what happened between you and your wife. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like me calling up Taraji and saying, Taraji, my husband left me. I found him in the bed with a man. You know, I'm telling Taraji, is like, I don't know you. I don't know you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I don't. And you know. And we're going to talk about that picture going around of Jada Pinkett looking like a slim, fat Joe. We're going to talk about that, but it's going to be on next week's show. Let me write that down, Jada. Fat Joe. So, my thing is, when you open up, Cat Williams told a lot of, he said a lot of stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I truly in my heart believe, it's a lot of it I believe, listen, but I ain't going to start no mess. I believe that Steve Harvey and the Mark Curry situation is real. I believe that. I believe it. He stole his joke, and then he stole his show. I saw it. I saw. Yeah. I looked at it. They even posted the comparison, the joke comparison. They even posted the joke comparison and of Seth the Entertainer and Cat Williams and the joke. You go, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes to show you this. That just like behind the scenes in music, it's some behind the scenes in comedy as well. Now I couldn't get my daughter. My daughter believes that Steve Harvey's hair has always been real, and I'm trying to help her. But I think every time I try to help her, it ruins her childhood. And I want her to understand. Just like I told her about Santa Claus, I have to tell her about Steve Harvey's hair. And you have to accept, you've got to accept that. You know, if you don't accept that, then you got to believe in Santa Claus. You just got to. It's just part of it. You got to believe that Batman is really in a hole somewhere with a car and bat. You got to believe it, you know, or that Superman, you understand, came from a real, that kryptonite is real. You know, and that the crypto, you know, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
What interests you the most, Van? What interests you the most?
In that interview?
Yeah, in the movie.
In the, you right.
The documentary, whatever.
What I thought was funny was the fact that all Shay Shay could do was just drop his head. He was like, man, I ain't going to never get nobody to come back on here again. Now, I tell you what really reeled me in. At the very beginning, Kat was like, you know what? You know why I came here? Because you allow people the freedom to be who they are and tell their truth. And he went in.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, what's wrong? I mean, you that still come over here and spout all this, you know. I got receipts.
Yeah.
And people don't like me because people come to me and tell me everything. So I know things.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was kind of crazy how initially he started like saying that was the place to be, you know, everybody else was on there, so he wanted to be on there, and, you know, it was a free space, and he could say what, you know, tell the truth, and, you know, all of this, and then he went in. Like, he didn't hesitate, just went in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, off the dome. He didn't rehearse it, nothing. He just off the dome, just got going.
Yeah, but. He didn't have to rehearse it because, according to him, it's the truth. And everybody who has heard it so far, who knows certain things about certain things, have verified.
Have verified.
You know? And he did. It was funny. He did it with comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, and, what is that woman's name? That DJ. He was saying how he went on her show and she had said that they weren't going to talk about the arrest. They weren't going to talk about any, you know, of his personal life, none of that. It was just going to be strictly about, you know, the show and you know, his career and stuff like that. And then he went in on the, she went in. And mm-hmm. then he just shut her down on her own show.
On her own show, show did.
Like, on her own show, it was like, and I saw a part of that. But I'm like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You thought that he was going to fold because he was on your show. And in all actuality, you ended up folding. You.
That's amazing. I watched it.
You got in your feelings.
Yeah.
And then go crying to your husband because you picked the fight and got whooped.
Yeah.
If you listen to Kat's stand-up, you know not to
come
go
to him like
this. Toe-to-toe to him.
Yeah.
When you're not about that life. He do this for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to get up there and pull that Wendy Williams stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You know, when I watched it, it was crazy because it's like, didn't she know it was going, you know what I'm saying? It was going to go
she
down. Like, yeah. And then when I was listening to it and he was talking about how people were talking about he was on drugs and talking about, and then, you know, they was talking about him being homeless and he didn't have, you know, no teeth and all, you know, it was, and he told a story about what happened to his teeth or whatever. And it's
mm-hmm.
just amazing because, you know, I listened to Cheryl Underwood and she talked about the Queens of Comedy. Did you
mm-hmm.
hear about that? How she was on, they didn't know she was on the line and they was tearing into her. They was talking about her, everything.
Wow.
And, yeah, she said some more was on there. Who else was on there? All the ones that was, I could forget all of them names, but the main one she said they was going in on her. She said, and she didn't say nothing. She just got off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't even know she was there. And then when she was on the talk, that's when she told everybody.
Uh-huh.
About what had happened and why she wasn't, you know, on it.
Yeah.
You know, and but I was to show you that we may be seeing these performances and, like they said, Bruce and I forget what the other guy's name is. Bruce
Earthquake.
Bruce. No, God. It's another guy. He was a little on his side. Now he lost weight, but I forget his name. They said that they were
the Bell. Crawford.
Yeah. They said that them two was beefing, and so when he was on Shay Shay, he told them. He said we never had a beef with each other. He said it was just something that people start doing, you know, start putting together. And he said he called him over when they met in person. He said he called him over, say, man, here my number, blah, 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 blah. They trying, you know, I ain't got nothing with
mm-hmm.
you. And he said they didn't have no beef with each other. It's just stuff that people start putting together, you know. Like they tried to say that Taraji and Oprah was battling it out, but they wasn't. They were
right.
So Raji was talking about the overall treatment of actresses, you know, the low pay, and you know, and we can go into that because Monique and it's some other stuff that's been said about that, but
yeah,
it's just, you know, it's always people love drama. The internet loves drama. That's what people click mm-hmm. on, drama. So
bottom line,
and the reason I bring that up is because you can't. Cat Williams straight up, you saw it come out of his mouth, and he wasn't. He sat right on the end of that little seat, drank. Look, let's say drank your drink, and tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did, and that's what he did. Oh
mm-hmm.
man, yeah, it was good. It was good. Well, all right, Zam. What's your final words for the show today?
No, you already know.
Yeah. Paul.
You already know.
We're gonna start it. Look, it's a new year, but it's the same thing. Mind
your same thing. mind your business.
Mind your business. All right, guess what? We love you all, but we gotta go. And y'all need to go catch that Cat Williams for real. Don't get caught up. Don't be, because they got little snippets going around. I went on Twitter, well, X, that man, and they just got clip for clip on Twitter. But don't do the clips. Go
watch the whole thing.
Actual thing. All right. Love you. Talk to you next Monday. We're going to be getting into a little bit of Jada and Fat Joe. We're going to talk about Ricky Smiley is in tears. I don't know if that's bogus or not. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Taraji P. Henson. And then we're going to get into some Uber and holiday bozoism. Okay?
Bozoism.
Remember, if somebody acting a fool and you don't understand what's going on, always keep this in mind. It ain't they fault. It's they mama.
It's
fault.
They mama.
All I'm saying, hey, blame it on our upbringing. That's all I want to say to you. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
God has blessed me with.